Planning and Overview.
Once upon a time, there lived a princess who was the apple of her father's eye. Her father loved her dearly and sent her abroad to complete her education. However, when the princess came back, she was in for a shock. The wicked vizier had killed her father and declared himself king. The shocked princess fled to the jungle. After wandering around in a dazed state for more than a week, the starving princess came upon a small hut. She fainted at the door. When she awoke, she found herself in a hermit's hut. She narrated her story to the hermit.
Daughter, you have suffered grievously. What do you propose to do?
Sir, I am helpless. Please help me regain my kingdom.
Arise, daughter. I will help you. We need to formulate a plan.
Plans?
Yes. Don't you want to punish the vizier and get back your kingdom?
Thus began the princess's training. On the first day, the hermit asked her some questions.
Where are we presently?
In the forest.
Where do you want to be?
In my kingdom, ruling over it.
How do you plan to get over there?
The princess was silent. The hermit smiled. This is where you will learn about planning. What is a plan? Planning is a process for accomplishing purpose. It is a blueprint of business growth and a roadmap for development. It helps in deciding objectives, both in quantitative and qualitative terms. According to Coons and O'Donnell, planning is deciding in advance what to do, how to do, and who is to do it. Planning bridges the gap between where we are to where we want to go. It makes possible things to occur which would not otherwise occur. What should a plan be? A plan should be a realistic view of the expectations. Depending upon the activities, a plan can be long range, intermediate range, or short range. It is the framework within which it must operate. For management seeking external support, the plan is the most important document and key to growth. Preparation of a comprehensive plan will not guarantee success, but lack of a sound plan will almost certainly ensure failure. Planning can be summarized in three easy steps. 1. Choosing a destination. 2. Evaluating alternative routes. And 3. Deciding the specific course of your plan. Why is it important to have a plan? It is important to prepare a plan, keeping in view the necessities of the enterprise. A plan is an important aspect of business. It serves the following three critical functions. Planning helps management to clarify, focus, and research their businesses or projects' development and prospects. Planning provides a logical framework within which a business can develop and pursue business strategies over the next 3 to 5 years. Planning offers a benchmark against which actual performance can be measured and reviewed. Features of planning. Planning is a process rather than behavior at a given point of time. Planning is future-oriented. Planning is undertaken at all levels of the organization. Planning is flexible, as commitment is based on future conditions, which are always dynamic. Hence, plans have to be changed in accordance with the changed conditions. Planning is a pervasive and continuous managerial function involving complex processes of perception, analysis, conceptual thought, communication, decision, and action. Planning is always goal-directed. A manager cannot plan anything unless he knows what he wants to achieve. Planning is the primary function of management, as every activity needs to be planned before it is actually performed. In other words, planning precedes all other managerial functions and provides the very basis for organizing, staffing, directing, and controlling. Planning basically involves making choices. Need for planning arises when goals or objectives are many and alternatives to achieve them are also plenty. While planning, alternatives are evaluated and a choice is made regarding which course of action is to be followed.
For instance, princes, you have the choice to either capture your kingdom or live in exile. Since you have decided to capture your kingdom, you can decide from amongst various alternatives how to go about it. Choice 1. You can claim the help of other kings, who are your sympathizers. Choice 2. Your erstwhile subjects can help you. Choice 3. You can petition the UN or other NGOs to help you.
Sir, why is planning so important?
The ancients have always said, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Napoleon Hill has said, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you are ready or not, to put this plan into action.
This very simple quote encapsulates the importance of planning. Planning is the cornerstone of the management function. Planning helps in bridging the gap between the present and future course of action.
Princes, now I will narrate to you the importance of the benefits of planning.
Importance and benefits of planning. Let us have a quick look at the benefits of planning. Planning reduces uncertainty, risk, and confusion in operation. Planning guides the decision-making by the managers. Planning helps in achieving coordination and facilitates control. Planning with an element of flexibility makes the organization capable of coping with the changing environment and facing challenges. Planning leads to economy and efficiency in operations. Planning begins with the determination of objectives. Limitations of planning. Planning can minimize the risk, but cannot eliminate the risk. The success of planning depends to a great deal on authenticity of information and external and internal variables over which the planner has no control. Planning is the big process, so it is very time-consuming and money-consuming. Planning leads to rigidity. Following a pre-decided plan, when circumstances have changed, may not turn out to be in the organization's interest. Planning may not work in a dynamic environment. The organization has to constantly adapt itself to changes. Planning cannot foresee everything, and thus there may be obstacles to effective planning. Planning reduces creativity. Planning involves huge costs. Planning does not guarantee success. The success of an enterprise is possible only when plans are properly drawn up and implemented. Any plan needs to be translated into action, or it becomes meaningless. Essentials of a good plan. The planning process must be continuous and creative and communicated to the lowest possible level. Planning should be time-bound and exist at all levels in the organization. Planning should not be rigid and should coordinate the efforts of the departments. planning must have an inbuilt controlling system. People are the essence of planning. This factor should be kept in mind while framing plans. Types of planning. Planning is necessary in all walks of life. To name a few: architectural planning, business planning, comprehensive planning, event planning and production, family planning, financial planning, life planning, marketing plan, strategic planning.
Remember, you were born to win. But to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win.
Sir, you sound like a management guru.
Actually, I am an ex-student of Harvard Business School.
Oh, sir, will this management principle help me win back my kingdom?
Why not? Management principles are meant to be applied in real life. A plan is a blueprint of how you execute your dream in real life. Plans are nothing. Planning is everything.
Armed with this knowledge, the princess made her plans. Her subjects were loyal to her, and ultimately she dethroned and imprisoned the wicked vizier. The princess ruled over her kingdom, wisely and well. And what about the hermit? Well, he became her prime minister, and the ex-student of Harvard used his management skills to guide the princess as she led her subjects to peace and prosperity.